silent. My kid is boring, it scratches my skin. So what is wrong with another sin? It's hungry, she needs to tell. So give her inches and feed her well. For this to come, new places to go. I've got to leave it. Time on a job. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. My body's burning, it starts to shout. Desire is coming, it breaks out loud. Lost in the cages, the storm breaks loose. Just help to make it, we still wanna choose.
And welcome to Communities Live, live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
We've got three people in the studio this week.
Well, hey!
It feels like an eternity. I mean, when I saw Brad outside, it says it feels like 2 years, not 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's been at least a month, I think, since it's been three of us.
Yeah, at least three of us. We may or may not be joined by our Christinelli, which remains to be seen, but we will. I'm sure you'll be able to hear him. Fingers crossed, listeners.
We'll find out when it happens.
We might have a quartet. Yeah, we'll go with that. Starting off with three songs, a trio of rock. Yes. Just to start the show, a nice start to this Thursday show. Starting off with Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart from the album Dr. Feelgood, celebrating 37 years since release.
37.
And it's also featured on a new, it's not Guitar Hero, but it is Stage Tour, a new Guitar Hero-esque game set to release later this year.
It's spiritual success, you could call it.
It was on the trailer. As soon as you hear that iconic intro, you know what you're getting with this one. Motley Crue's most successful song, getting over a billion streams on Spotify recently. Do I need to explain why?
It's just so good.
Exactly. Then Scorpions with Rock You Like a Hurricane, the original 1984 version, although the 2011 remastered version is also very good.
It is.
Celebrating, well, a little belated birthday, the guitarist Rudolf Schenker turning 78 just the other day on Monday, so celebrating his birthday. And finally, Jimi Hendrix's All Along the Watchtower, 56 years since released, and originally written by Bob Dylan, actually. But Hendrix elevated it with the expertise guitaring that he was.
My controversial take is I actually slightly prefer the Dylan version overall. I think Hendrix version is fantastic. Yeah. You know, it does its own thing totally. But I think for me, I
do apologize. 58 years, sorry, not 56. I just misread that. Although it is 56 years coming up since his tragic passing, Jimi Hendrix. 56 years.
Yeah.
Taken way too soon. I always think about what he would have done if he was alive today, like what are the music would he have created? Because I would have paid handsome money to see him as well.
Yes, definitely.
And we've got some more music coming on in just a moment. And a new album released, but 10 years after this amazing artist's tragic passing as well. I am talking about Prince. His team released a new album called Timeless, which is lost tracks spanning about 40 years from about 1977 to up until 2016 before he passed. So we've got 40 years worth of music in one album. A bit like what they did with Michael Jackson, actually. Yeah. So it's good to see a new Prince album. Obviously, this will be the final one, unless some more unreleased tracks are released. I haven't had a chance to listen to the full album, but this song I listened to is first on the album, which I imagine it's available on vinyls, CDs, all that jazz.
Yeah.
We are going to treat you to some Prince, though, and this song is called I Am You, and sit back and just remember the icon that was Prince. Prince with IMU here on Communities Live. What a nice little song, actually. Typical Prince without the crazy guitar solo, unfortunately. Like, but
classic Prince.
Yeah, very upbeat, actually. Yeah. No idea when that was recorded. There's no information on when. I'm sure we'll find out. Mm. It does sound very 80s, though, which was Prince's like prime Prince, which is... if you've seen Stranger Things, you'll know in the final season, but I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't seen it. But I'm going to talk about Stage Tour, the new Guitar Hero S game. It's the same format and everything, but it's not Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Although people are just calling it Guitar Hero,
might as well
whatever.
Yeah.
Every time I see a game like that, I'm like, it's Guitar Hero. It's the same format.
Yeah.
We've got the soundtrack released. Motley Crue, of course, are featured. But we've got the likes of Red Hot Chili Peppers, ZZ Top, and Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Just to name a few, because I don't want to go through the whole list, because we'll be here for a while. It was a short little trailer, wasn't it? It wasn't like anything huge, First impressions, what do we all think?
It doesn't seem as colourful as the old Guitar Hero games to me. Less colourful.
Graphics are still relatively...
The same
as 2007.
It's probably just nostalgia clouding what I think of it from the old games, but, you know, the old games seemed like they had more... just more going on screen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was sort of in your face for...
Yeah.
For a 2000s game, it's quite in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only seen a short trailer so far, so hopefully they've done more kind of individualized stuff for each song. Like, I would hope, you know, each one that you kill maybe gets different, the crowd doing different things and stuff like that.
Or like chanting different things or singing along.
Yeah.
I've heard the full set is about £300, just from somewhere I've seen. So I'll just stick to the guitar, I think. I'm sure it was £300 when I saw.
Is that for like all
the
drums,
whole shebang, really? Yeah.
So, which instruments do you get with it? Is it just drums, guitar?
I think you get a microphone as well for vocals.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think the guitar might be included. Don't quote me on it though. But
okay,
I imagine.
Okay.
But you can play if you are on console, like with like button tapping on you. I'd rather play the guitar.
But what's
though.
The point? Yeah. If you get
if you play Fortnite Festival, the controller is fine. But for a Guitar Hero game / Stage Tour. I want the guitar.
Yeah.
Unless your old Guitar Hero, mind your mind, was for the Wii, it won't work. If you had it for Xbox, though, it could work, possibly.
There was a Guitar Hero for the Xbox One and PS4,
carry that guitar over.
Yeah, like, sort of make it... I don't know if backwards compatible is the right word for a controller.
I think it's on the line, same lines.
Yeah. So I think with PS4 controllers, you can use them on the PS5, but just for PS4 games.
Right.
The last time I checked it, so you might be able to use it if you were emulating the old games on a new PS5, but I don't know if you'd be able to just use it for the new ones.
I'd be interested to find out if we can or not. Saves money buying an extra like new guitar.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
£300 though is quite a hefty price.
Yeah. Especially because it'll just be for this one game and that's it.
Yeah.
The drunk, it'll be worth it though, because the drunk is quite big. Well, the old ones were, anyways.
Yeah.
Taking up like quite a large chunk of the room.
Yeah.
Like where I'm sat here, they're probably like this width. If you don't know if our listeners don't know, this table's quite long.
It's a few meters into it.
So it'd probably take up the little space in the corner where I sit in the presenter's chair. Mm. Because it isn't a very big room, but it's a nice little studio anyways.
It's a great little studio.
We're going to miss it, aren't we?
Yeah,
we are.
But we are looking forward to the new place, at the former Tap and Barrel site on Castlegate, and that is still a work in progress. We don't know when we're going to be moving in yet. We will keep you informed when we find out a date. As mentioned a couple of weeks ago, there is Castlegate Festival on the 18th, well, the 19th and 20th. Sheffield Live will be there. So get yourselves down and meet the team and register for volunteering, because we'd love to have you either on this show or just on the station in general. We constantly look for volunteers 24/7. And it could be anywhere, like social media or word of mouth. Or if you know someone who used to do it, or connections, why not get in touch?
Or if you just make a really good cup of tea, we'll still take it.
Well, as a starter, then we'll allow you in the studio. Yeah, I'm joking. We got thrown in the deep end really straight to presenting all of us by our very own Chris Dinelli.
Yeah.
Some more music just in a second. We're going to talk about a gameplay which was, well, not broadcast, it was posted on Netflix last Thursday.
The gameplay. Everyone has been waiting for 13 years.
It was the best, one of the best 26 minutes of our lives just watching I wish it was longer, but 26 minutes is enough. We don't want to spoil it too much, do we?
Exactly.
Just after this quick music break, because we're going to play Def Leppard's Photograph, which is the Def Leppard song featured on Stage Tour. And it was also featured on GTA 5, wasn't it?
It was.
Rock Station. Which is where I sort of rediscovered it. I knew it already, but rediscovered from the amazing album Pyromania, which shot Def Leppard straight to fame, conquering the USA before they did the UK.
Yeah.
So they literally did the reverse of what any British artist would do.
It's
like overachieving on an exam.
Yeah.
But here is Def Leppard's Photograph before we talk about GTA 6.
Yeah!
Def Leppard were photographed here on Communities Live, our local legends themselves. Still on tour, touring strong. No, it's been over 2 months since their... Well, over a month since they did the arena. By all accounts, it was a fantastic concert. I wish I went, but tickets were very fast in selling, as you'd imagine. But we said we'd talk about the gameplay. The GTA 6 gameplay. Right, we are halfway through the show and we finally got to this stage.
Yeah.
That was the best 26 minutes I've ever seen.
Yes.
On Netflix, of anything on Netflix.
Yeah, it's really interesting that they chose to do it on Netflix. I think at the start...
Everything's on Netflix now.
Yeah, I wonder
boxing,
how much Netflix
wrestling.
Paid. Yeah, true, yeah, yeah.
But unless they've got a good Rockstar's little partnership.
Yeah, true.
So, what did we think?
Looks great. I mean, it looks exactly kind of what I think I was expecting, but in a good way, you know. It seems like they've taken a lot of inspiration from Red Dead 2 and applied it to GTA format, which is great, because Red Dead 2 is great.
Somehow the graphics are on par with Red Dead 2. I didn't think that could get beaten.
Mm. Oh, they're unreal. Like, absolutely unreal. Yeah.
It's like watching a film or a TV show.
Yeah,
it is like a playable film.
Not playing a game, but playing a TV show.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it just looks absolutely fantastic. There's kind of too much to almost unpack with it. I mean, for a start, I think just the actual movement and gunplay looks so much better than it used to. Because that is one of the things, especially with like maybe 4 and stuff. And even Red Dead 2, it can feel quite sluggish to actually play at times. It is kind of like how I would actually be in those situations as opposed to a video game character. Mm. But it feels like they've gone a bit more kind of arcadia, I guess, with it. A bit less sluggish, and that's exciting to see.
It is. I remember the little scene where it shows like the outer map. So it shows Vice City, of course, in all its glory, which is based on Miami, if you don't know. It was also featured in GTA 3 many, many moons ago. You can actually go... It's their equivalent of the Florida Everglades, big swampy... Yeah. When it appeared, it was like, whoa!
Yeah.
Like bright green, clear water.
Yeah.
And the underwater as well. Like, of course, you can swim underwater in all GTA games, modern ones especially. Mm. And it's just great. But there is... I've seen some proper realistic additions, which GTA 5 couldn't have at the time. It might annoy people, it might not. I've read... If you run out of money during the story, finished.
Wait, what?
Oh, really?
You'll struggle with the story.
Really?
Yeah. I read that this morning and I was like, oh, hold on a minute. You can also manage your characters. It's a bit like Red Dead 2 with this. You can manage character weights and physique. So you can either, if you work out constantly in the gym, you have a muscular character. Yeah. If you eat loads, you gain weight. If you don't eat, you lose weight.
Yeah.
So it's... I think it's the most realistic game I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that you have to maintain the relationship between the two characters as well.
Yeah.
Like, be like an actual relationship sort of thing.
So be careful what you choose for.
Yeah. I wonder how many real-world girlfriends are going to be getting jealous of Lucia now.
Cheating on him. Cheating on him with a fictional character.
You take her out twice a week.
When's my turn? Yeah. There's so many realistic things. As I say, it's like playing a movie. Like it would be like being in a sitcom, I think, as well. Like being actually in a thing. So, in real life, you probably get too endorsed in it, so it actually takes over your mind, I think.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But November 19th, still the date released. Touch wood, there's no no more delays. However, I am in Glasgow, seeing Deep Purple on the day it releases.
You fool.
I was not.
It'll be worth it, but yeah.
I might just... I'm not backing out of Deep Purple. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can...
Just take your PlayStation to Glasgow, obviously.
Just play in the hotel room, just being like, right, sorry, I'm not coming out in town. I'll see you later. I'll see you for the concert. Yeah. No, I can last 2 or 3 days without... Although I will be like itching to play it, so I'll be watching Deep Purple being like, I want to play GTA 6. So November 19th, not too far away, because we are in September now. The autumn has arrived. Summer has passed. It was a fun summer, actually. A hot summer.
Very hot.
Yeah. Although, especially in Sheffield, the rain was horrendous last week.
We needed it, though.
We needed it. I mean, it's nice to see green grass again, actually.
It is.
I forgot what green grass looks like.
Some of the thunder as well was...
It rattled my conservatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just... It was in the night time, so probably about 8, 9 o'clock. Mm. I was just sat there playing Xbox, and the thunder... I could see the lightning. All my blinds were down because it was dark by then. But I could still see, like, peeking out in the little gaps. But the thunder, it's rattled my conservatory.
Yeah. Well, I was sat... Not, like, in my garden, but I had, like, my kitchen door open, was listening to, like, the thunder. And you know how after lightning you count, and however many seconds it is, that's supposed to be miles. I was doing that thinking, oh, it sounds like it's getting closer. And then I just had to step outside to grab something, and at that second, yeah, very, very nearby, the thunder was instant. And genuinely, I had ringing in my ears for, like, 20 minutes afterwards. It was so loud.
I heard it hit a couple of things from what I've heard.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Because you sleep in the... loft area, don't you?
Yeah.
Right at the top where the roof is. Yeah, how did that feel, Brad?
So around midnight, like, my cat was sleeping with me and she were proper, didn't like it. And it woke me up. And, like, this, it must have been around midnight, this one bit of lightning, like you said, with the count in the seconds. It was like, there wasn't even a 1 second gap between it. It was like a flash and then the sound straight away. It was scary.
Yeah,
it sounded like a bomb going off out in the garden or something. Like, someone had bought, you know... Like, bombs going off.
Oh, no, Trump's gone extra insane.
Oh, no. Something's happening.
Yeah.
We are going to get into the next song, which was featured in the gameplay, actually. So we think it's going to be part of one of the radio stations, this song. Yeah. Bit of a surprising artist, actually. Oh, did it? It is Sir Cliff Richard.
Oh, really?
This song was briefly heard in the... I was like, hold on, I recognise that voice. So that, I imagine that's going to be on the radio, one of the radio stations, along with Tom Petty's Love Is A Lie. I will be a bit cross if that's not on because it was in the first trailer, so it'd be rude. But I have heard as well, just before we get into this, you can link your Spotify or whatever streaming platform you're on, so you can make your own radio station. Just add this one.
Just
add Communities Live to your little circle.
Yeah.
And just like any past stream songs on a Thursday, just play them.
Yeah.
Because I know PC can do it with GTA 5 at the minute, but we are in the future now of next gen, so that is apparently a feature.
I've heard, I don't know if this is true as well, apparently in the game you can buy in-game AirPods, which allow you to listen to the radio whilst you're just walking about.
Instead of the car radio.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how true that is,
please happen.
It would be cool if that is a thing. Watch Dogs 2 had that, like, 10 years ago. They've got to be able to
edit exactly. But we are going to get into Sir Cliff Richard with Devil Woman, featured in the little gameplay, which you can still see on Netflix. It's worth a watch, and it gets people excited for the game. Here is Devil Woman.
She's just a devil woman.
So Cliff Richard with Devil Woman on Community's Life, which is, we think it's going to be featured in the new GTA 6. It was on the gameplay. Yeah. We're going to try and hazard a guess of what radio station it will be on, because we're debating whether it's going to be the rock one or something else. I don't know how many stations there are, because GTA 5 had enough different genres. Of course, the pop radio, the rock radio, there was a rap, like grime one. Not really an indie one, but sort of, because it was Radio Mirror Park, I remember.
Yeah.
With smaller songs that got famous from the game.
Yeah.
It's amazing what films, TV and games can do for songs, like just bringing them back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And any rising stars can make a name saying, oh, this was my first song.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen, but we can't put any guesses in. Unless radio stations get announced, and we can say, oh, this is going to be on this station.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to announce the names. You will have to buy the game and play it. We're just saying in the music break as well, there's many excuses people are using to not work just to play on November on that Thursday when it releases, which you said, Lewis, hasn't been seen since 1999 when Star Wars The Phantom Menace was released.
Yeah, just record numbers of people calling in sick. I mean, for the very obvious excuse to go and see Star Wars. And I think it was even referred to as Phantom Fever, but I might be totally wrong about that. And
it sounds realistic, Phantom Fever.
Yeah.
I think the people who work from home are going to be feeling very lucky on November 13th, is it?
19th. Yeah, but then they'll be like at their home desk, like on their laptop or whatever, and then they'll be like, oh, come on, 5 o'clock, come on.
Oh, no, not even that. You know, I reckon they'll have 1 foot wiggling the mouse the entire time whilst playing.
On the lunch break, have a quick half an hour, just a little bash. Yeah. Unless it's still downloading, because we still don't know how big the game's going to be.
It'll probably be huge, probably.
The biggest game in history, I imagine, like download size. So please make some storage.
Because Rockstar are quite good at optimizing their stuff as well.
Red Dead 2 was surprisingly, I think Red Dead 2 is about 89 gigabyte.
Yeah.
At the time, anyways, this was before the online was added. For a big game like that, that was quite impressive that they managed to compact it down.
And even like Call of Duty is like 200 gig or something.
And it's not even, doesn't match the thing.
Yeah.
Fallout as well, Fallout's quite big.
Oh yeah, true.
The new, 76 is especially, obviously if you play the older ones like 3, New Vegas, 4, 4's quite big.
Even some of the older ones are still quite big for their time compared to like other games that came out around then. You know, I think New Vegas is like 13 gig, maybe? I might be totally wrong about that.
Yeah, I'll have to double check. BioShock as well, because just off the top of my head, that was about 7 gig. But then again, it's 2007.
Yeah.
But it remains to be seen. I know the Ultimate Edition, which many people are getting, is about £90 our money. I know a lot of Americans have said that's $100 our money. But you do get the full thing, really. It is worth it. Just make sure you've got plenty of money saved.
Yeah. I mean, one thing which I will not be happy about Rockstar about is it is kind of scummy the way they've done the deluxe edition, which is basically the standard edition, because if you don't buy it, you just miss loads of actual in-game features. But then again, I would have happily paid £90 for it anyway.
I'm going to make sure I'll pay £90. And that'll stay on my downloaded games forever, I think. I'm not going to uninstall it. Unless GTA 7 makes a miraculous appearance. There's already people talking about GTA 7 before GTA 6 is released.
Yeah, that's going to be like 20 years, guys.
Well, if it's 20 years, I'll be nearly 44.
Yeah.
I'd be 49 in 20 years.
That's such a scary thought. 20 years time, we don't know what is even going to happen in the world. Who's still going to be around unless AI just completely like just takes over by then?
We get Terminator coming in real life.
a real life Terminator.
Yeah.
Which I could just imagine in my head now. Maybe with the accent, we just hear loads of Arnolds. With a really thick Austrian accent.
Yeah, that's what the A stands for in AI, Austrian.
Austrian intelligence.
Yeah.
But we have a birthday to celebrate in music as well, a second birthday of the show, and from the Bee Gees, the last surviving member of the Bee Gees, actually, Barry Gibb, who turned 80 the other day. So happy birthday, Barry. I had many a song to choose from the Bee Gees because they've got so many good songs. So I had a bit of a headache. Just I was like, this, which one? But I decided on this one. Actually, I did like a little wheel. You know, you just randomize something, you spin a wheel, and I'm like, oh, come up with this one. So I just thought, may as well go with it. I'm not going to argue with myself anymore about what song to choose. But here is How Deep Is Your Love, very catchy song, but to celebrate Barry Gibb's birthday.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Bee Gees with How Deep Is Your Love here on Community's Life to celebrate the 80th birthday of Barry Gibb. And who doesn't love the Bee Gees anyways? I think we might have this on CD. I used to hear this all the time when I was younger, so we must have it on CD somewhere, because we've recently got back into CDs after purchasing a CD player for £30. And it's one of the best quality ones ever. 30 nice. And there's ones out there that are like hundreds of pounds. I'm like, £30 will do.
Yeah,
and it plays it nice and clearly. Okay. Yeah, I think it was from Cash. It's either a charity shop one or a Cash Converter. So it's second hand either way.
Yeah.
But what a great.
I mean, there's no need to buy a new one now.
No, yeah. Same with vinyl players. You can get old vinyl players for a decent price. And they do the job.
Yeah.
And we have 7 minutes left of the show. We don't have our outro still. The cart wall in the studio is still broken. It's out of our control. Because knowing me, if I try and fix it, I will end up just making it worse. And we still want to do the show, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How to ruin a show in 10 seconds whilst trying to fix something. Fingers crossed that gets fixed. If not, it takes music right to the end, I suppose. So it's not always lost.
We'll start doing a cappella outros for you all.
Or, if the music boxer Steve Roden was here, who does his show on Thursdays just before us, if you notice, he plays the little Porky Pig outro where that's all folks.
It's my favourite part of coming in, hearing that. Yeah.
Because we come in right as he's finishing, then we're like, He's did it.
Yeah. He did it twice today. That was the
twice
best.
Today. Even better.
Yeah.
If you do want to listen to Steve, you can listen to him on Thursdays at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock every Thursday. Play some really good songs and some really good trivia too.
Yeah. And he's a lovely guy as well.
Oh, he's an amazing guy, and we hope to see him in the next studio as well.
Yeah.
And we always have a nice chat with him. Because unfortunately he has to put our next songs on, so we have to show him which ones because the cart wall. But apologies again with the cart wall. You don't hear our jingles either with the nice adverts we've got. But we can't do anything about it. Just before we finish the show, because I haven't seen you both in feels like forever, has anything exciting happening recently or anything exciting coming up?
I'm actually going on holiday again in a couple of weeks again.
Nice. Scarborough. Ooh, fantastic.
Yeah. Scarborough again. No, Brid this time.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Trying to think of a Caribbean-based pun for Bridlington, and I can't.
Yeah, because we had Scarbados,
Skeg Vegas.
Whitby's not, mind you, Whitby's not really like tropical. It's because it's the Gothic history.
Yeah.
Filey, you might have to find something. Or
yeah, there could be something, but I feel like that goes into accent work, and I'm not doing that on radio. So.
No. Anything with you, Lewis?
I had a little thing which I've mentioned to you guys a little bit about. So a couple of weeks ago, I went to visit my friend who lives in Cheshire in a small town called Northwich, which has one major claim to fame. It is the birthplace of Rupert Holmes. If people don't recognise the name Rupert Holmes, you'll definitely recognise his most famous song, the Pina Colada song.
If we had time to play it, we would. Maybe next week, actually.
Oh well, I'm sure everyone can remember it totally in their heads as well.
It's a proper one-hit wonder.
Well, yeah, I think he did have some other stuff. I think he wrote a lot of songs for other people. But yeah, it was fantastic. Every little shop in this small town, even including like sewing shops and stuff like that, just start selling pina coladas. They range in quality, of course, but then they have some little live music acts on, and yeah, it's great. Like thousands of people show up in this tiny little town, and this year there was a very special surprise. One person they've been trying to get to come to this event for the past 6 years or so since it started did actually make an appearance. It was the homecoming of Mr. Rupert Holmes himself.
Nice.
He actually did show up after my friend had adamantly sworn to me multiple times he wasn't going to show up. He never shows up. Everyone's lying to me.
He is. Better late than never.
And he did show up. Yeah, it was fantastic. And you could tell, I think he lived in the town until he was like 5 or something.
He's still born there.
Yeah, I don't think he had much connection to it, but he was just like, it seems cool, I'll go along. And of course, it was absolute scenes at that point. And, a lot of pineapple smelling spillages across the floor, but it was great. Yeah,
wonderful. But we have come to the end of the show. We are going to play a bit of Michael Jackson, as he would have turned 68 on Sunday just gone, and this song reached number one 31 years ago on the US Billboard, which is the best of the best you can do. But thank you all for listening, and thank you for joining me. It's nice to have some people like facing me and being in the studio, and yeah, we're going to finish with some Michael Jackson, of course. Who does love Michael Jackson? And we're going to finish with You Are Not Alone, which reminds me of Peter Kay. Thank you for listening.
Another day has gone.